Okay. This is Bernd Rupp from the Open Science Barcamp 2019, and I was at session 6, Federated Databases for Sustainability, moderated by Christian Busse. First of all, Christian, what is a federated database?
So a federated database is a database system where you have multiple instances, meaning that there is not only a single kind of, well, you could call it server that holds all the data, but there are multiple such instances distributed across a lot of distributions and a lot of geographic locations.
And what make this kind of database is more sustainable?
So the general idea is to prevent or to avoid the situation where there is a large single monolithic database, so that one of the main problems that we are facing in science is usually either critical personnel and, of course, funding. And if funding for such a for a centralized database runs out, then there is usually no other institution that could act as backup. Now, the idea about having a federated database is that basically every institution that would otherwise submit data to a single to such a centralized instance hosts their own data, and therefore data sets would not be the structure as a whole would not be susceptible to funding cuts, for example.
And what was your idea starting this session at the Open Science Barcamp?
Well, I thought, of course, I mean, we're talking a lot about open data in general here, and for example, also the legal aspects. But I think, so at least in my domain, which is biology, we often face the problem: how do we make sure that the data is not only published openly, but that it's also stays available for the next, well, let's say 5 to 10 years. And this right now is a problem, especially if we would like to have rich metadata annotation, which is usually not supported for the very few large centralized databases that do exist.
And now during the session, we have a long discussion about technical problems, but also funding. And so we walk across different challenges during this federated databases. What is your thinking, your first thinking? What are the core points coming out of this discussion yet?
I think one of the core points is clearly that there needs to be a critical mass of such of individual databases or repositories that are linked together in such a federated database. And this, of course, requires, right now from my perspective, that there needs to be a whole community, not just a single institution, that wants to start such a project. The other thing that one clearly has to think about is how to make sure that such a model can be although the individual repositories might still face problems with funding, the general database structure as such shouldn't be that critical for the general database structure as such.
No problem. Thank you for this nice short overview on your session, and maybe we can find much more information in the Etherpad later on in the Open Science Barcamp Etherpad. Thank you for the information. Ciao.
You're welcome.